In the first line he's saying gramme varta na tuhive. Why this is so important for us? Because when we meet each other, which is very common even for all of us, from our waking up in the beginning of day and till our sleep in the night, we are meeting so many people. And what do? We inquire, how are you? How's your family? How's your health? How's your money? How's your work going on? And vice versa, we engage ourselves in this mundane topic. So Mahaprabhu is saying that gramme varta na mohire, when you meet with people, then what you should do? You should not speak about mundane subject matters. And also you should not hear from them. What you should do instead? You should simply talk about Krishna, his pastimes of his devotees. That's how you will be able to purify yourself. And what you should do more? Bhalo na khaibe aur bhalo na koribe. You should not dress yourself in a very luxuriant way, in a very, very decent manner. Why? Because by doing so, your identification with your body will become more and more solid and strong. You think I'm this body, so I must spend 2 hours in front of the mirror decorating myself. Or I should have this combination of colors or this combination of colors. The color of my shoes should match the color of my tie, etc., etc., etc. But this is all useless because you're not this body. The reality is as much as difference is there between your clothes and your body, the same difference is between your body and soul. So we should be actually looking to feed our soul, not our bodies. And bhavana khaiye, do not eat palatable food. That is the biggest problem. We are all controlled by this tongue. And to satisfy the taste of this tongue, we can eat anything. We will not care to even consider that what food is really meant for me to eat or not eat. We can eat flesh, we can eat anything. They say we can eat anything which has 4 legs except table or a bed. So that means that all the animals, they're meant for our satisfaction, we should try to eat. But Mahaprabhu is saying no, he's not even forbidding us from eating meat, but even if we claim to be vegetarians, so Mahaprabhu is saying that is not enough, that's not adequate. What you should do? You should only honor Krishna Prasad. And again, furthermore, even in the name of Krishna Prasad, what shall I accept? Only the right quantity to maintain my life, to keep my body and soul together. I should not overeat on the name of Prasad. What will happen? I will not be able to control my senses. And again, within that also, I should just eat what, especially for a renunciate person, some shark, some sabji, spinach and vegetables. This is how he'll be able to purify his senses. Otherwise, he cannot. Then what more? He told Raghunatha Goswami, he told Amani Manada Huya Krishnanam Sada Labive. This is most important. The other two things, they are important, but they are returning to the external sadhana. They are not yet talking about the internal mood of a sadhana. What is the internal mood of a sadhana? Which is very important. He should be Amani. He should not be desiring any name, fame or feeling of adoration. Whatever he is doing, if there is any mixture, even a taint, even a smell of a desire that, oh, how great I am, how nicely I am doing it, and see, so many people are following me, then everything will be ruined. This desire, Raghunath Das Goswami himself, later when he wrote, when he compiled the verses of Manashiksha, he told that this desire is like a witch. And what does a witch do? What does she do? When any person, he or she gets haunted by a ghost, what happens? You may feed that person as much amount of food you want, but that person stays unhealthy, skinny. And people wonder, oh, he can finish drums and drums of foodstuff, but he's not gaining any health. What happens? Instead of he eating that food, that ghost, he eats all that food. But nobody can diagnose that. Similarly, this desire, which is sitting in our heart, the desire of pratishtha, for name and fame, it eats away all the fruit of chanting, remembering, engaging in the limbs of devotional service. But we don't even notice this. years and years pass by following the process and we don't realize anything. Why? Because we don't really eat the grooves, the fish which is sitting in our heart is eating. So Mahaprabhu is forbidding that a devotee should be very careful. And on the contrary, what else he should be doing? He should be ready to give honor to everyone. Appropriate honor to everyone. If he doesn't do that, then what will happen? His heart will never become peaceful. So these two things are very important. And what more he should do? Manase, through mind, always, constantly, 24 hours, while he's waking, in his sleep, in his dreams, he should simply think about Krishna. About Krishna, always about serving Krishna. And through his internal form, through his spiritual internal form, what he should do? Radha Krishna Seva, serving the divine couple in Vrindavan. So these are the instructions which Mahaprabhu gave to Raghunath Das Goswami, appearing to be just four lines, but they contain all the essence of service for Raghunath. And later, Sri Sarup Damodar, he very nicely explained all these things to Raghunath. He continued to stay in Jagannath Puri for 16 years. And later, in that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave him Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself used to worship. How? He considered Govardhan Shila like Brijendranandan Shyam Sundar himself. Non-different from Krishna, exactly Krishna himself. Sometimes Mahaprabhu would keep that Govardhan Shila on his eyes, sometimes on his heart, when he used to feel the pangs of separation from him. So that Shila he gave to Raghunath Das Goswami and gave to Gunjamala. Upon receiving this wonderful gift from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami was feeling so much ecstasy that how Mahaprabhu is so merciful to him that he has given him his worshipable Lord, who? Krishna himself. And by giving Gunjamala, what he has done? He has actually given him Srimati Radhika, or has given him the service of Srimati Radhika. So Raghunath Das Goswami was now completely overwhelmed with the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was serving Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala.
Thank you. After that, what became? Happy days went on. Mahaprabhu purpose was solved. Advaitacharya sent him a poem that your all hopes now fulfilled. You should come back to Golok Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu anyhow always observed in Gambhira, always beating Krishna, Krishna like that. With Sarup Damodar and all. After some time, he left this world. All the associates began to wait, and whole Jagannath Puri became like a desert. Gradually, Sarup Damodar Rai Ramanul. Gadadhar Pandit went. All they passed away. After that, Raghunath was there, but he wanted to die in separation mode. Where is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Where is Sarup Damodar Rai Ramananda? All, always waiting. He wanted to die, but how he can die? So he left Jagannath Puri and came to Vrindavan. He wanted to climb up on the Govardhan and to fall down and to give air. Or he should jump in Jamuna. But Jamuna, no river, dry. And in the meantime, Rup Sanatan met him and consoled him. I also wanted to die, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, die will not do, it will not give you love and affection for us. So please follow us, be in Radhakund and out with Chaitanya. And he became. After some time, what became? Rup Goswami also, Sanatana Goswami. They went to their Lord, Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu, in Svet Dina and Golo. Then he was so much upset. And he began to chant a slok like that. Yeah. Tum dayate mahasunyayate mahagostam griddham ajgarayate vyadhatundayate kundam jiva. In separation of Srila Rupa Goswami, where I will be. No shelter at all. I left all these shelters and I was taken in the lost center, the shelter of Rupa and Sanatana. They have also left. Why should I do? Now I took shelter in the Govardhan, but now he is like and ghost. Ghost means braja. What? Like?
Desert.
And Giriraj like serpent. Python. Radha Kunda? Oh, Kailash. What should I do? And this, reminding his pastimes of Radha Krishna, Astakari Lila, he saw Rati Manjari. And the service of Rati Manjari, remembering, and he went in transcendental. Follow Raghunath Das Goswami ki. If you want to be a pure devotee, you should always remember the instructions of Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das Goswami and his life and career. Then you can be love and affection. Also today is the birthday of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. But only who was Raghunandan? Who was one of the associates of Sri Chaitanya? High in class of learning. And he was teacher of Sangeet Vidya like also. Always living with Mahaprabhu. So, when he was dancing once, his ankle belt. And it went 3 or 6 miles away from there, and there became a very big pond. Still in his birthplace, we went there and we saw the glories of Raghunandan. Always with Mahaprabhu. He had some connection with Mukunda and Mukunda Ghosh, Basu Ghosh, all there related to him. Always pleasing Mahaprabhu. He has a tree, Kadamba tree. Only 2 flowers used to be there daily. And he used to take and to serve his Thakurji. And also, once he was serving conjugal or Mahaprabhu, conjugal perhaps. And so many coconut fruits were brought here. One of the servants brought, and he kept on wash and kept in the door. Oh, he became very furious. The dust here coming and touching these, all are coming and the food dust are coming and so you should throw it out. He was so pure. So anything pure can be given to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even if you will offer anything, if your heart is not pure, he will not take. Krishna will never take. So Raghunandan was like this. Raghunandan is your father or your son of Raghunandan, that same person. To whom? Mukunda. Mukunda was son of Raghunandan. But Mahaprabhu asked Raghunandan, you are son of Mukunda or Mukunda is your son? He told that I am son of Mukunda.
Raghunandan was son.
Mukunda
was father.
Mukunda was father. He told I am son of my son. Why? Because he brought me to you. So those who brought brings to Krishna, he is really like a father. So there are so many. Now Vishwanathan. And very brief you should tell. Very brief. Only some teaching. In 5 minutes, not more than. And dance should be ready. Rama. They should be ready quickly. In a moment I will tell them to do so. Very interesting, but very high class of teachings are in this.
Vanchakalpatarubhascha vipasindubhaye vacha patitanam pavanebhyo visvadebhyo
namo. Very short.
So, today's disappearance day of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur ordered me to discuss something about his teachings. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, for sadhakas, he composed so many books like Bindu, Bhaktisamit Sindhu Bindu, Ujjal Nilmani Kiran and Bhagavatamrit Kana.
When he made it?
Before coming in Vrindavan.
Oh, when he was a student in his school of his Gurudev.
Yeah.
His father and Gurudev were sent.
And Raghubhatma Chandrika, Madhuri Jagadamini, and so many commentary like commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam, commentary of Bhagavad Gita, commentary of Chaitanya Sindhu, commentary of Ujjalinmani, commentary of Chaitanya Charitamritam.
And Stava Amrita Lahari.
So many prayers for Sri Krishna, Srimati Radhika, and that Master Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and their associates.
Also he is the manifestation of Rupa Goswami. Parkiyabadi, most strong.
He was manifestation of Sri Rupa Goswami Pad and established Paramore Mood. So at that time, there so many Vaishnavas, they became furious. Oh, Sri Rupa Goswami Pad has told about Sakyabad, but Chakravarti Thakur is going against of Jiva Goswami Pad and preaching Parakiyabad or Paramore Mood. Oh, we had to kill him. Narahiga Bas, Narajagi Basuni. If we kill him, then he could not preach anymore Parakiyabad or Paramore Mood. But Sri Jiva Goswami Pad has told in his writing, Sitra Likitam Kinchit, Kinchit Likitam Parechaya. I am writing something for my own mood. And something I am writing for others who are unqualified to understand this paramore mood. The Vaishnavas who could not understand the Jiva Goswami's mood, they thought that Chakravarti Thakur is quite opposite of Jiva Goswami, so we have to kill him. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, being in Vrindavan, used to parikrama of Vrindavan dham every day, about 5 crores. So one day he was doing parikrama, that Vaishnavas hide themselves inside a grove with some eggs and sticks. When he pass through in this grove, we shall kill him, then none can understand. So in this Nachakotaru was doing parikrama, and he entered that through that grove was passing. In the meantime, then he came ready to kill Chakravarti Thakur. And they saw one teenage girl and asked, Lali, have you seen Chakravarti Thakur? The teenage girl's mildly replied, oh, uncle, what is your identification? Who are you? She told, oh, I am from Javad. My Swamiji has sent to me to collect some power, so I came here. And she passed through little bit and smilingly disappeared. After that, they saw again Chakravarti Thakur. Then they understood that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is not an ordinary person. So then they came to him and threw full flat on his lotus feet and asked for forgiveness and took initiation from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and told, please excuse me. Then Chakravarti Thakur, he was not stopped by them and he preached Parakiyamur freely, no obstacle at all. So for sadhakas, he wrote Madhuja Kadamini. In Madhuja Kadamini, he gave us some highlight how we can advance in Krishna consciousness. When we took first initiation from Gurudev, Gurudev told, you chant 16 rounds a day to respect Vaishnavas and do arati, etc., etc. Then he became very enthusiastic. Oh, now today I became Vaishnava. And he complained his own first. After that, going to sleep or for prasad. Family member or mother or any is calling
Prabhu, please come. Pomadiyan, please come and take prasad. No, no, I have to finish my rounds. Unless until I have finished my rounds, I am not able to take prasad. And she became very enthusiastic. Just like our Guru Vargas has given example. When you send your small boy to school, and he has given one book, a red book like A for apple, B for bear, C for cat, D for deer, going to school. And he learned 4-5 alphabets, and teacher patted him, oh, you are very good boy, extremely intelligent. When he came back his house, oh, became very happy. Oh, I am very good boy. And next day when he went to school, he could not answer properly. Then teacher twist his ear. Coming back, look like very June, mother is calling, oh my dear son, what happened? And next third day doesn't like to go to school. Similarly, when he took initiation, then he became very enthusiastic. This is called Utsaha Mahin. After some days, he could not complete our rounds, headache came, and could not understand some philosophy. Then it became Gharutaraya. Sometimes think and sometimes think. Sometimes so much enthusiastic, sometimes nothing. A little bit. So Gharutaraya. And after that, next stage called Buddha Vikalpa, means indecision. What shall I do? Today is the appearance day of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. We have heard so many things. Being household life, our love and affection will be divided in so many places. Better, let's not take renounce order. So many renounced person is traveling with Gurudev. I will be in the party, then I can serve Gurudev. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will defend couple properly. And next moment, when Gurudev in from here, next moment going house, oh, what shall I do? Aham pitaro vriddho. Oh, my parents are quite old. And if I leave this house, then my wife will be like widow. We'll take care for her. And my kids, they're quite small. When I used to come back from my business, then he used to come in broken language, chad, can you please? So we'll take care of them. So now he is in decision. Shall I be in renounced life or in household life? This stage called Buddha Vikalpa. When you are doing bhajan, sometimes renunciation comes in our mind, sometimes not. It's called Buddha Vikalpa. After that, Vishwara Sangara. During bhajan, sometimes seeing this material thing, sometimes I overcome of them and sometimes they defeat us. Sometimes defeated by material desire, sometimes you conquered material desire. It's called Vishaya Sangara. Vishaya means material thing, Sangara means fighting with them. Vishaya Sangara. After that, Taranga Rangini. Taranga Rangini means after that Niyamakshama. Niyamakshama means if you disdain Sandhi, Niyam plus Akshama, Niyamakshama. You took some vow, I shall do this, do that, and after that I do this, do that, everything. Like in rule and regulation, when you are chanting and doing archan or meditating, you should not give up at that time and should not stood up and should not do other works. If your Gurudev will come, then or an elevated Vaishnava will come, you have to must give up that service, even you are doing option of deity, and have to come and respect Gurudev or elevated Vaishnavas, and taking permission from them have to go there. Otherwise, you could not advance in Krishna consciousness. Just like I am giving an example. In ancient India, there was a king named Indradumna. Giving up his house of life, he went to jungle and was meditating. At that time, Agastya Rishi was passing through that area. See Agastya Rishi, he opened his eyes once and closed again. Then Agastya Rishi came and told, oh, what kind of devotee you are? I am Agastya Rishi Jagat Guru, you are not? respecting me. You are sitting like an elephant. You must be elephant. And he became elephant. And you know in some Srimad Bhagavatam, the fighting between elephant and crocodile, that Sri Vidyadumna Maharaj was elephant. So he took some vow, but could not maintain. He, Agastya Rishi has come. His duty was to stood up and respect him, welcome him. But he could not do so. In his mind it was, I took vows and I shall break my vow. This Niyamak Chama. And Tarangarangini. In Tarangarangini, when he overcome all the stages, after that he's chanting and sometimes during chanting illuminating, some test is coming from material desire. That he's not defeated by them, but yes, he's releasing the stress. This is called Tarangarangini. Taranga means waves, Rangi means to play. He has seen that waves of material desire playing, but could not affect him. This anartha, in sadhu stage, this must be there. When will more advance in Krishna consciousness, under guidance of a bona fide Gurudev, being a good association, then will overcome of the six stages. Still there are some anarthas there. It's called loy, vikche, apatipatti, kosar, rasasar. What is loy? Loy means to sleep. Just like Gurudev gave us initiation and told tomorrow Kundalika will do fire sacrifice. Before that you can chant your Gayatri mantras by finger which Gurudev had showed you. And Gurudev gives some outline, you meditate this and that. So you cover your head with cloth and are meditating. In that time sleepness comes. You forget when you start to chant your Gayatri mantras. Sometimes you are chanting, you rather forget that what mantra you are chanting, your mind went to your business. Sometimes your mind went to whom you called 10 days before or 20 years before, your mind went there. This, and especially you fall asleep. In meditation or smaran you become more sleepy, and when you are hearing Harikatha, I have seen also during Harikatha Gurudev, somebody is going to trance. Though they are not in trance in Munalamba, yet they are going in trance. This also category of law. And when you do kirtan, then less sleep. Very rare chance for sleeping. So, more sleepness will come kirtan to shravan, and more will come shravan to smaran. This is called law. Vikchet. Vikchet means
perish for try to finish.
Vikchet means, V means specially, and specially chet means obstacles. When we are doing savan, kirtan, etc., at that time, you could not attention properly. This is called vikchet. Or pratipatti. What you are hearing from class, from Gurudev and Vaishnava, could not accept properly. You are hearing, and next moment you forget. This is called apratipatti. Kosar, though there is no law, vikche, apratipatti, there is some fault. And rasasar, and sometime material test is coming, is called rasasar. When all this will go, then bhakti ni bhavati noistiki, then nistha will come. After the ruchi, asati, etc., we shall hear from Guru Nityananda.
One most important thing of Srila Vishwanatha Karthar Thakur, that he sent Balde Vidyabhushan in Jaipur. There were so many things in opposition of Radha and Krishna. Oh, Radha Krishna is not married by Indian culture, by reciting mantras and everything. So, in temples, Radha and Krishna should not be worshipped. And Gaudiya Vaishnava are no Vaishnava Sampradaya. They are no Vedanta Sutra. So, king was very upset. He was disciple of Gaudiya Vaishnava. He sent a message to Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. But he was too old and he did not wanted to give up Vrindavan. So he sent Baladev Vidyabhushan. And he went there in a night, he wrote Govinda Bhashya, very real, very authentic, with so many proofs. And he established that Radha Krishna love is pure and visual. Sat, Radha and Krishna together. And he defeated all opposite party of Sri Sampradaya and others. For this was the biggest thing of. And he did more songs. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur ki. Now Brahma's place, they should begin at once. And you should do kirtan of Jai Govinda, Jai Gopal.